Welcome back to your Half Hour to Health with Dr. Mark DiBenedetto. And for those of you who are new to our show, let me give you a little bit of background about myself. I graduated from Edison High School in 1981. I was a district wrestling champion, and I still hold the school record for the fastest pin, which was 8 seconds. I went on to Rutgers University, where I was a teaching assistant, and I graduated there in 1985. I went on to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, and I graduated there in 1991. I graduated with cum laude honors and on the president's list. But I always say I came back from Palmer with something more important. That's where I met my wife, Dr. Tammy DiBenedetto. And together, we own and run Mifflintown Family Chiropractic. We have been there for 19 years, and we have successfully treated over 5,000 patients. I'd also like to just take a minute to thank everyone for the cards and emails and questions. You don't know how important they are, because that helps me formulate the topic for the very next show. And now, if you have missed any of our previous shows, know you can go to our website, which is www.mifflintownchiro.com. And if you click on Wellness Library, the first thing in the drop-down menu is going to be Dr. Mark's radio shows. And it's going to archive all the shows, which is nice because you can listen to them right there, or you can download them to your MP3 player, a CD to listen to in the car. You can listen to me while you're running on the treadmill. But also take time to sign up for our free email newsletter. Again, just go to the website, MifflintownChiro.com. And if you click on newsletter, then just follow the procedure to subscribe. And I want you to know I have a special offer at the end of my show as a gift just for taking the time to listen today. This month, I wanted to talk about putting passion back in your life. I recently wrote about passion in our newsletter, and I had such a positive response filled with great questions that I thought I would devote this whole show to such an important topic. Now, first, we must understand what am I talking about with passion? What is it? Well, passion can best be described as extreme, compelling emotion, or an intense emotional drive or excitement. Let me think back to a story I once told of a bricklayer. And let me share that story with you for a minute. And it's about a gentleman who's walking down the street in his community, and he notices a huge construction site going up. But there's no signs telling what it is they're building, or when it's going to be completed. So as he's walking, he notices a bricklayer. So he says, I'm going to ask him what he's doing. So he taps him on the shoulder. He says, excuse me, sir, can you please tell me what you're building? And the bricklayer was very nice. He turned around. He says, well, we have to get to the corner, which is going to be a good 20 feet today. And we got to get about 30 courses of brick up, so it's going to be a long day, and that's what we're doing. And he turns back around and starts laying his bricks. Now, the gentleman who asked him, he got some information, but obviously it didn't answer his question of, what are you building? So he keeps walking, but he comes up to another bricklayer, decides to ask him the same question. So he taps him on the shoulder and says, excuse me, sir, what are you building? And the gentleman again turns around. He was a very nice gentleman as well. And he says, well, this is going to be a really big project. We're going to be here for several months. And we're going to be laying more bricks than we've laid on just about any other project. But today, my job is to finish this front wall. And I really need to get back to it because it's going to take me a while. And he turns around and keeps laying bricks. So, you know, he got a little more information, but it still didn't answer the question. So he keeps walking and he comes up to the third bricklayer. Now, he was even hesitant to ask him because these guys all seem very busy, but he said, you know, his curiosity was just getting to him. So he tapped him on the shoulder and he says, "Excuse me, sir, can you please tell me what are you building?" And this bricklayer turned around with watery eyes and he said, "We're building a temple for God. This is going to be the largest building in our community. It's going to seat over 1,500 people. It's designed in such a way that the music is just going to resonate beautifully no matter where you sit. It's going to have the most gorgeous stained glass all around the top, and they're all going to have beautiful arches and pictures depicting the Lord in them." And he goes into such an in-depth description. And then he turns around and goes back to laying bricks. You see, they're all doing the same job. But who do you think is doing the best job? Who do you think enjoys their job? Looks forward to getting up in the morning to get to the job? You might even say, who's probably a better husband, father, and servant to God? See, because one of them isn't just laying bricks. They're laying bricks with a purpose. That's what passion is all about. It is often this missing piece of a person's life. It's not that we're not all working hard or that we don't love our families, but it's that loss of spark to live that is missing. Think back to what it was like to kiss your spouse or significant other for the first time. Doesn't that bring back some strong emotions? I can see some of you smiling from here. I even get goosebumps when I think about it. I mean, it was exciting, exhilarating, maybe even a little scary. I remember how nervous I was. You can even feel the heartbeat of the other person in their lips. Now, think of what it was like the last time you kissed that same person. Was there still that strong feeling, or did it lose that spark? I mean, for the vast majority, the strong emotions have been diminished. Sadly enough, the spark may be gone completely. And you ask, how can that be? What happened? You have the same two people, same lips. What changed? I believe we allow complacency and getting too casual to be the big culprit. We allow our daily routine and the hustle and bustle of life to take precedent in our lives. We stop doing the small things, like holding hands, sending those special notes or cards, I mean, for no special reason, buying flowers, spontaneous day trips, meeting for lunch, telling them that we love them, sharing our emotions and fears and dreams. You see, we start to take for granted that they just know. We don't need to tell them we love them. They just know. We don't have to tell them they look great. They just know. That's just not true. It's human nature to want to feel loved, to be complimented, not to feel like you're unappreciated. Relationships take work. If they didn't, the divorce rate would not be over 50%. I think it's worth it. a wonderful movie which I think depicts what I am describing is called Fireproof. It's the story of a firefighter who finds his 7-year marriage headed for divorce. His wife just does not feel like she is good enough for him anymore. They have regular arguments over jobs, finances, housework, and outside interests. But the firefighter, with the help of his father, commits to a 40-day program to save his marriage. And it is with this newfound commitment to life and his changing commitment to God that he brings the passion back into his own life and begins to understand what it means to truly love his wife. See, if you get a chance, rent it and then email me and tell me what you think. I promise you, it will change your life. I even think of a pastor or priest who often reads the same scriptures to their congregation over and over again. Do they do so with passion, emphasizing the purpose and glory behind every word? Or, over time, does it seem like they're just reading from the phone book? You have the same words, the same pastor, the same meaning, but unfortunately, something is lost in the translation. We are all searching for that personal relationship with God, and we want to be moved by our spiritual leaders. The passion which those words are spoken lead to a better understanding and connection to God. You can see by these examples how important passion can be in our lives. We have all witnessed, heard, or seen these types of people. We gravitate and admire and are even drawn to that person who has that spark and just seems to get excited about every facet of their life. Just think of little children and how excited they are to say a word, swing on a swing, play with a simple box, see a bug, even try new foods as an adventure. This is because they are living life with God's passion, and they have not been run down by the hustle and bustle and stress of life. It is why most people are drawn to children. We love reliving life through their eyes. So you may be asking, how do I get the passion back in my life? The great news is you can change that immediately. That is why I love talking about passion. Literally, today, you can start being more in the moment with that special person. And every day, build on your new, what's called present time consciousness. For short, I usually just say PTC. In other words, when you're with your spouse or significant other, give them your undivided attention. Don't watch TV and talk. Don't eat dinner while they are still setting the table. Don't walk out of the house without giving them a meaningful hug, a kiss, and telling them you love them. What if that was the last time you got to see them? Were you fighting? Did you even say goodbye? Live every day like it's your last. Every day is truly a gift from God. Don't waste it with petty differences. Enjoy the moment. Life, it's not a destination, it's a journey. Enjoy the ride. Sometimes you have to think back to move forward. Again, think to why you married that person or what you found so attractive about them in the beginning. Think back to that first kiss or what it felt like to hold their hand for the first time. What about when you told them you love them for the first time? Renew those emotions and then share them with the proper PTC, again, present time consciousness, they deserve. The same can be true for your job. Just ask why you became what you did in the first place. Think back to how excited or nervous you were that first day on the job. Just think how lucky you are to even have a job. Your mindset should not be, I have to work, but rather, I get to work. With your children, think back to seeing them being born and what it felt like to hold them for the first time. I bet you can even remember that new baby smell, what they looked like when they slept. What about all the accomplishments they have achieved and you shared? Bring those newfound emotions with you when you hug them the very next time. Or just when you go visit them at their house. See, passion is truly a choice. There is no place for getting casual or complacent in a relationship. There is nothing more exciting than making a choice to live a life with passion and giving the proper respect and PTC, present time consciousness, to everything important in your life. See, living a life with passion is living a life of no regrets. Knowing at the end of the day, you are the best servant to God, the best husband, wife, father, mother, son, daughter, grandparent, employee, owner, that you could possibly be. Because you lived your life with passion. You never know what life will throw at you. I recently started reading a book, which I strongly encourage you if you get a chance to pick up. It's called 90 Minutes in Heaven by Don Piper. And I tell you what, it is a compelling, fascinating book to read. And it's a true story written by Don. And he was a pastor. And let me just share a little bit about the book with you. And he describes all these little choices that he makes that end up leading him to the accident which incurs. So he is going to a conference for pastors, and he describes how they usually run long, but this one was short and ended early. The weather, I guess, was extremely cold, and if the temperatures were just a few degrees lower, the roads would have been too icy to travel on, and he wouldn't have been able to go home. But they weren't. The temperatures were up, and he could leave. How he stopped to talk to several people before he did leave. And then there were choices on how he would go home, where he might hit more traffic or less, and, you know, almost like he hit a Y in the road, and, you know, I could go left or right, and he decided to go right. And he was driving a small car. It was a Ford Escort. He ends up getting into a traumatic collision with a truck or tractor and trailer. When the paramedics got there, he had no pulse. He was dead. So they literally covered him and his car up with a tarp because it was so destroyed and there was blood everywhere and just wasn't a good sight. So they now tended their attention, this is the firefighters and paramedics, to the other people who survived. I think there was about three other vehicles in the accident. And they want to clear the mess so traffic wasn't too backed up. But an interesting part of this story is there was another pastor who was at that same conference, but he was with his wife. And they left before dawn. But they decided, because his wife was kind of cold, to stop and get a cup of coffee. Now they stumbled on this accident on their way home. And they didn't know Don was involved, but when they got to the accident, they asked the police if there was any way they could help. Did anybody need any counseling? They explained they were pastors, and he said he pointed them, the police officer, to the people who had survived. There were several of them. And his wife immediately went over there and offered him the coffee and started talking with them. But this particular pastor said he was being drawn to the car that Don was in. And they said, oh, no, that man's dead. He doesn't need any help. But the pastor says, God's telling me to go pray for him. And they said, well, we're telling you he's dead, and you know, there's blood everywhere, and it's not a good sight. And the pastor almost got into an argument. He's like, look, I was in Vietnam. I've seen messes. I just need to go pray for that man. Finally, the police said, okay. So they let him go over. This man removed the tarp, crawled through the trunk of the car because it was almost completely destroyed. He puts his hand on his shoulder and he checked first for a pulse in his neck. There was no pulse. So with his hand on his shoulder, he started to pray and sing. And as Don describes, he started to hear him and he came back to life. Now, the whole first part of this book was about the 90 minutes that he was dead. And he describes heaven in a most incredible, compelling, fascinating way. He describes all the people who had died before him that were waiting for him, and describes how they looked and how beautiful it was and the music. He describes the gates of heaven and getting ready to enter before he was drawn back into his body. I couldn't put the book down. I don't want to ruin the rest of it, so I'm going to leave that for you. But I can honestly say, I don't know if Mr. Piper was living a life with passion before his accident, but I can certainly tell you he is now. Can you imagine getting a glimpse of heaven? How would you live the rest of your life? When you start to look at your own life, I'm sure you can think of plenty of people you have met who live their life with passion. The one who stands out in mind is not an athlete, president, or professor. He is my dad. See, from as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be like my dad. I looked up to my dad. He truly was and is my hero. Not because he was a great father, which he was and still is, but because he lived his life with passion. Whether he was coaching a team or playing Santa Claus, he always had that spark. He has an infectious personality and always knows the right thing to say. I can only hope that I can be half the father to my children as he has and continues to be for me. So bring back the passion in your life. Let everyone see that sparkle in your eye. I believe in you. And know you can bring back the flames which will ignite your life into a more fulfilling journey. As a practicing chiropractor for 19 years, I've witnessed miracles. But no miracle is more incredible to watch than witnessing the transformation of someone who seems trapped in their own body to someone who explodes with passion and lives their life to the absolute fullest. So, as I promised in the beginning of this talk, I have a special offer for all of you who took the time to listen to me today. We have opened 5 new patient appointments in our office. So if you are one of the first 5 who call today, you will receive a comprehensive chiropractic examination, any necessary x-rays, thermography scan, range of motion study, and posture evaluation for just $27. That would normally cost approximately $160 in our office. So call 436-9017. That's 436-9017, 436-9017. This might just be the most important checkup you have ever had. So until next time, live your life with passion. And we will see you in 2 weeks for your next Half Hour to Hell.